Exercises 4 through 6. As a boy, Charlie Paddock had one great burning ambition: to be an Olympic champion. It was the one thing that dominated his thinking, even as a boy. One day, he went up to his coach and said, "Coach, what can I do to become the world's fastest sprinter?" His coach replied, "You've got to get your knees high. The secret of sprinting is to pick those knees high and lean forward and reach out." Charlie worked on it. He worked on it until he got his knees coming up so high that his thighs hit his chest. Whenever he would start down the track, he was a slow starter. But pretty soon, those knees would begin pumping. The last 5 or 6 yards, he would leap off the track and fly through the air, knees still pumping in midair to hit the tape. He set or tied world's record upon world's record, holding 4 world's records at one time. In 1920, he claimed the dream of his lifetime when he won the 100 meters in the Olympic Games at Antwerp, Belgium. Charlie Paddock was not only a great sprinter, but also a great speaker. He loved to talk with young people. One day, Charlie was speaking at East Tech High School in Cleveland, Ohio. He said to the students, "Who knows, but maybe there's an Olympic champion right here in this auditorium this afternoon." When he finished his speech, a number of young kids came up to talk with him. There was one little spindly-legged boy deeply touched by what Charlie had said. The boy said, "Mr. Paddock, I'd give anything if I could be an Olympic champion just like you." Charlie reached out and, putting his hand on his shoulder, said, "Young fellow, if you'll work for it, if you'll train, you can become an Olympic champion." It was the moment of inspiration. That boy was different. Every night he went out, off-season and during season. He ran and ran and trained and trained. In 1936, that little spindly-legged boy, although no longer spindly-legged, went to Berlin, Germany. He won 4 gold medals. His name is Jesse Owens. Charlie Paddock had inspired him. After setting 3 world records one afternoon in 1935, he won the 100 meters, the 200 meters, and the broad jump, and led off the 400-meter relay team.